Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, 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 welcome to the show. This isn't only our Thursday edition, this is our Thanksgiving edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. Many of you already know me, you're well acquainted. And with me, I have, of course, my sidekick / co-host.
I
had to pause.
I don't know if she's trying to think of a bad word to say. I don't know.
That's so big.
No.
Frickin' frick frack.
But Jimbo's here. Okay, enough said.
I am dead.
So we are going to get busy giving readings. We didn't even have a clue how many might show up. A lot of people are stuffed from Thanksgiving.
Or they're at it. You know,
or they're still at it.
Especially the West Coasters, you know.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. It's only 4 o'clock there.
It is indeed.
But those of you that hang out with us, welcome. We're happy to have you. So just for clarity's sake, I'm going to remind everyone that we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I'm holding up for our Facebookers. Okay, those who join us on the Facebook page for the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you're able to watch us as we live stream, and you can see what we're doing. So if you're ever interested, please pop in. Some good people there. Also, are we all good?
Yep.
Also, we want to make sure that you know that these readings are not tarot readings. Not oracle readings, and they're not any of the other systems that are out there, which I know are very good. This one, though, is a bit in a class all its own, in the sense that we're able to be right here in the present, look to the future, and as we're looking down that life path, determine what we want to keep there and what we'd like to say bye-bye to. So what, in essence, we're doing is we're using choice and change as dynamic, effective tools in leading us toward a happier life filled with, oh boy, love, satisfaction, you know, career, success, lots of good stuff. All right, so that's my little piece of the show start. So now I'm going to turn to the big boy here and see what he's got to say.
All right, reminder, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer we like to open with. Also, if you're international,
yes,
be it a caller or on Facebook Live viewing us, let me know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out when you tell us. Okay, we might have to wait a minute or two right in the middle of a reading, but we'll get to you as soon as possible. All right, call-in number 515-602-9676. That is the primary methods of communication method of this show. That's the primary method. When you call in, they'll basically tell you that you can listen to the show while you wait. And I did it. It works great. If you hear the show, everything's working perfectly fine. We see you on a list. Now, when we do actually go take you live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Stop using speakerphone. Stop using Bluetooth devices. Shut down all the background noises you had going on because you were on hold, bored. Quit multitasking because you were killing time, bored. Perfect scenario is you're in your house or someplace you're familiar with. You can find a nice, quiet, comfortable place to sit down because don't walk around a lot because that can get weird on cell phones. Sit down, relax, and hopefully it's a place you've chosen with good cell phone reception. Because when your call goes through the internet, goes through Blog Talk's website, goes through our computers, and comes out our speakers, There's definitely typically a loss, and it depends how bad that is. If it's too bad, once a year, maybe it's really bad, and we just can't even deal with the call. But otherwise, it's just a lot of repeating, and it slows the call. with all the folks on hold, the faster we do it, it is for everybody. And your reading gets longer, too. We spend a lot of time going back and forth. Right? We can't really extend your reading because of communication problems. So we have to get the other folks. Secondary method for, I don't know why that came up. Secondary method for folks that cannot call in for whatever, or Skype in. You can Skype in. Secondary method is when we open the floor. Boy, listen to that. Open the floor when we mount it. We'll accept Facebook Messenger calls. You will have to be friends with Deborah Lee, and you will have to Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Jim?
And?
Jim?
Yes.
You're aware nobody's here, right?
There was somebody here, but they could be watching this later, too. You want me to do is just start swearing and doing hand signals or something? I got to, and there's people here, too, and they might be.
Okay, go
we
ahead.
Have people that do both.
All right.
Like Alexis was here.
Yes, I know.
So, and she does both. Sometimes she messages her, sometimes she calls, and you never know with her. But anyway, since I was interrupted, and I'll just say, message her when we tell you, I have to be friends with Deborah Lee. That's the deal. And we have the person back, so. Also, tonight, at the conclusion of your reading, before we say goodbye and move on, we're going to give you a healing angel card reading. So when you hear the harps, yeah, see, she's here. Maybe this thing just lied.
Maybe so.
When you hear the harps, that means your reading with Deborah is over. It doesn't mean, oh, quickly get a few more questions in and prolong down the call. If we hit the harp, it's time to move on. We've got to move on. It's free. And we got to give you your little angel card one out the door, and then we got to move on to the next soul. If you desire to have one-on-one with no annoying Jim here with harps, you can go to psychiclovedoctor.com and arrange for a private reading. And then she's all yours for whatever time block you so desire. I believe I've covered all the things we need to talk about. Let's go to the first caller, which is always cool. Our first caller is all one. It's a Skype caller, so we have no clue where that person is. Welcome. You're caller number one.
And hello, doctors. Look how much love you're doing the turkey day.
Yeah, it is the day of the turkey.
And this sounds like Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Yes, hi, little doctor.
Hello, darling.
Thanks, Gary.
So
your family.
No,
just not a giant.
We were a very tiny little group today.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Everybody's off elsewhere.
Most of the kids are spread across the country.
Out of town.
Yeah, and it wasn't, you know.
It was
okay, though.
Cool.
Yes, we went out to a place that had a great big buffet for Thanksgiving, and I'll tell you what. The place was packed.
It was packed.
So I don't think there were a lot of people here that would be traditionally cooking.
We have
millions.
Okay, well, wonderful.
Well, go ahead there, Melissa. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, and I'm going to quick comment. And then to prove that you're here to help people, even on coming on air with your gratitude. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi.
And
thank
I'm glad
you.
To call. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. Yes, I'm sorry.
And
I'll ask you a question, please.
Sure, go ahead. There's no rush.
All right, what is
your... Thank you, Mr. Gillenville.
Yeah, we're ahead of schedule, so that's we're not freaking out. Go ahead.
Thank you. So the project I'm going to do about, I just want to know, please, because, you know, your love doctor's here, and I'm thinking positive. Is it okay to do in that area? Like, I'm not going to have any problems with people, or do I need to change something in it?
Okay,
please.
Are you talking about your retail project?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And are you putting it in an area that is of concern to you? Is that what you want to make sure that it's the right place for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is a different type of area. Like, anything in the cards got to say. I don't want to say much on the radio or on this.
Sure.
Of course,
no problem.
But y'all pretty much are professional, so y'all pick up. I mean, every accurate,
thank you.
105%. Thank you.
I get exactly what you're asking about, and it is
thank
a good
you.
Question to put to the part.
Yeah, and I think she's looking for anything else that maybe she didn't even mention that you see, like maybe a personnel issue, or something like that, or maybe she needs to get a certain person, or maybe a certain person needs to not be part of the project, anything that the cards might pick up.
Well, I give you credit for doing something like this at this point in our economy. You know, it's a brave step that you are taking, hon.
Sometimes when you feel the timing is right, you got to go for it.
Yeah, so I didn't mention in my intro, but I'm using a full 24-card layout, everybody. I do this because I'm comfortable with that. This is the same layout that I use if we have a one-on-one session, you know, when it's just us, but I would lay them out over and over, not simply this one time. Okay, we do this because of the time constraint of only having an hour for the show. So, all right, I'm almost done.
Wow.
And the Facebook Live folks can see about 90% of your layout.
Oh, that's right.
You can't see the top.
So they get a little.
Again, they get a flavor because you actually, if you're watching on Facebook Live, she'll actually pick up the cards or touch them and point to them and stuff, so you'll get a better. If you can, the perfect scenario is even if you call in a blog talk, you still watch it.
Yes.
But go ahead.
All right. Here's what I'm getting for you, Melissa. Try not to have too high of expectations. Not that this is going to crash and burn as a project. It's not. But you're going to have to give this time.
Groin pains.
Oh, yeah.
Slow starting.
And eventually, though, you're going to start attracting people that are actually like tourists in the area. And I think that will be good to have people coming from, you know, other places, and they happen to onto your store, your shop.
Yeah, they always say in the perfect world, you want like both. You want like people that live around you, your locals, or people that are you expect, and then you want tourists.
Yeah.
Perfect world.
I think so, but I want you not to be disappointed in your local friends. Okay, this may simply be out of their, you know, like interest area, all right? And I don't think it has anything to do with them not supporting you. But I just don't see them patronizing your store very much. All right, so don't let that let you down.
Yeah, sometimes you got to separate the business from the personal.
You do. You know, a lot of my own friends and family won't have nothing to do with what I do. They didn't read my book. You know, they don't come to the shows. But this is, you know, it's like if I was welding. Or mopping floors, whatever the case might be. I don't expect them that they would be going, yay, Deborah, she mops floors like a real champ. You know what I mean?
Or just something else that they're not interested in, don't get.
Yes. Right. So just keep your mind on your goal, on your, like, end game, we'll say.
Right. You're grinding the ball.
And boy, honey, it's going to be work starting up. Soon is going to be tough.
Yeah, they said nothing good comes easy.
If you're trying to hit the Christmas shoppers.
That's right now. That's basically now. It is now. It started officially.
Yeah, and people are kind of spooked with all the shootings that are going on.
I wonder if people are camping out tonight.
Oh, because it's Black. Well, I don't know if they're doing that.
Yeah, I saw emails all over about Black Friday. I mean, a lot of it's on the internet now, so it eases a lot of the in-store stuff. But
the good news is, I really think you're going to do well as time passes. In fact, I feel it's really going to surprise you. And Melissa, there's a point in the future you're going to start doing mail order, like from a website. And that is really going to be a hot ticket for you doing that. People love to shop online, you know, and you can set up an online store very easily. So I hope this helps for you.
Yes.
And keep in touch, and, you know, as you go along with your project, if you are going to take on any partners or going to hire people, the cards are excellent at helping to pick the right ones.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Yes. So, Melissa, take good care of your baby, because it's going to feel
Thank
like
you.
You've got a newborn baby.
All right, and stand by. Your healing angel card reading is from Archangel Michael.
Oh,
he says, the path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires.
I agree. You will. You will. And nothing that is worth having, it seems, ever comes easy.
No, yeah, exactly.
You know, so just be patient and keep your eyes on the ball. Okay?
Thank you. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you're welcome, honey. We'll be back for Friday, as usual, tomorrow. So I look for you then. Okay?
Thank you so much for your time. Thank
okay.
you.
Well, yep. Happy okay. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving
yeah,
happy to
Thanksgiving.
You.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, our first international shout-out is to Mike in the UK. Welcome, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah, why'd you hesitate? Did you break?
I just took a little break for a moment and went to La La.
She had like a mini seizure in her brain or something.
All
right.
We're
well,
delighted
anyway,
to have you with
us. As long
us.
As you have recovered, that's all that matters.
Yes, I am recovered now.
It's time to move on and keep on keeponing, all right? I hate when my cursor doesn't obey me. All right, stupid mice. All right, we're going to area code 219, Indiana, 219. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Is this Alexis?
Yes, it is. You know it is.
Well, glad to have you.
Welcome in.
Yes, so I hope you had a pretty nice day. You know,
yes,
how was
the show? I started cooking yesterday, and today I went to church at 10 in the morning, and I came home, and I was tired. I mean, you know, just been doing
sure.
a lot of stuff, so. I have a question, so.
Go ahead.
The boys with their dad, and then Serenity with me.
Oh, okay. Were they good?
Yeah, they're great. I cook. I got food. And then the church gave me food, too.
Oh, nice. That's very nice.
I got food over food. Okay, so
okay,
my kids... So my kids go to this daycare. And they've been going for a couple of months now. And this lady complained. She say I'm doing this. She say I'm not respecting her. She say I'm not looking in her eyes when I talk to her. She said, I'm confused. She just said, I'm drama. And she complained every day about the little stuff. Oh, your baby shoes this. Oh, your baby teasing. I need some, you know, she just complained every single day. And I just want to know what her name is Ms. Reed.
Okay.
So her daycare name is New Horizon. So I want to know, what do I need to know about this lady? What does this lady got against me? What's the problem?
Let me ask you. Do you feel like she likes you?
I feel like she do, but then I think she's jealous of me, or she, it's something.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at that. I tell you, I put in my time as a daycare director long ago, and I'll tell you what, the way we act toward parents is very important. We have to remember that these little kitties coming in the door, they're dollar signs. Yeah, the daycare, and this woman sounds very unprofessional to me.
So she is a worker there.
Yep.
So I'm going to take go ahead.
Be the owner, and I think, to me, I think she's just trying to get over on people, because when it's time for me to pay her, like, I couldn't pay her tomorrow because I'm off of work. You know, I'm off today and tomorrow because the daycare closed. And a holiday, and I told her, I said, well, I'm not going to be able to pay you until Monday. And I yelled down the hall, but she got offended. I said, you know, you take everything offended. Every little thing I do, you get offended for what?
Well, I like that you're very assertive with her. She's working for you. You know,
yes.
This is a favor you're doing for her.
Yeah, they forget. They, a lot of people forget.
I had trouble with.
A lot of people forget.
Well, see, I dealt mainly with the military families out here in Hampton Roads, and they didn't get paid but at certain times. And, you know,
oh, wow.
It was part of their budget. So, of course, I had to understand.
Yeah, but she gets paid for me.
And she gets paid for days that they're not open, which I forget. I didn't feel right about that. So That was just me. Like I've said before, if I was running a store, I'd probably have no milk in there, no no bread, because people would come in and say, we don't have any money. And I'd say, here,
yes,
take this.
I'm being honest. I believe she trying to, I think she want to see me fall. But see, ain't nothing happening to me. Like, I think she want to see everything go bad for me. Uh-huh. Because
Is she older than you? Tell me. There is a personal issue here between her and you. And I think it's really going to surprise you. She feels that when she sees you, it reminds her of all she missed out on in life. She might have...
Wow.
Oh, my God. Why
don't turn it down.
That's
not going to work out for you. It's her and the microphone and the cell phone. That's just the way it works.
That's just scary, out of us.
I'm crazy and jack it down now.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Yes. She is looking back on her life, never really did things that she wanted to do. She sees you, a young, a hardworking mother, you're very beautiful. And I think you just bring out the worst in her. Have you ever thought of giving your compliments? And it can't be something that sounds false. You know, but
I does. And she's still. So I was just thinking about taking my kids out of that daycare. But I'm not going to be dealing with that.
It might be a good idea because God only knows what vibe she's giving towards your kids, you know, when you're not there. So I would just say to you, I don't see her as abusive. I don't think that she hates you. It's certainly not a racial issue. It's just something. Yes. She would like to steal your youth if she could.
So do it look like she want me to fall? She want me to lose everything?
No. She wants to be you. She'd like to be able to make a wish and go back 60 years.
Yes. I get that a lot. There's a lot of people that want to be me. A lot.
Sure.
You know what? What a compliment to you. Huh? That they want to be you.
Yes. It's a lot of people.
All in all, your cards look really good. You know, you are kind of on the gossip grapevine at work. Don't engage with any of those people. You know, they just...
Oh, no, I don't.
Just do your work.
Yeah, I don't talk to nobody for my job. I know they all jealous of me. And I know all them at the job hate me. And I can't make this up. The whole job dislike me.
Well, too bad you can't find a better environment to work in.
Yeah, I ain't complaining. I'm just keep on pushing it to God. God is ready for me to start a new beginning.
And you can always come and vent to us. That's what we're here for.
True that.
Yes, that's why I called the other day. I'm like, let me talk. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yes.
All right, stand by for your healing angel card reading. Subject is peace.
All right.
No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a soul awareness. Think love and peace will follow.
Yeah. And just be in your own lane. You know, those people don't need to like you. They just need to at least be respectful to you while you're working.
Keep on.
That's right.
Y'all have a wonderful day. Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Are y'all cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you.
Well, join us tomorrow night if you're available.
Friday
is
another for sure.
Yeah, we'll have some fun tomorrow night.
All right. I just put her on mute. Thank you very, very much. Laura from Canada, a international shout out. All right. Callers on hold, don't freak out. It's cool. I got a little window for the messenger, folks. We'll give them about 20, 30 seconds or so. There's a delay in the verbal. There's about a 20, 30 second delay in the verbal. That's why I type it in, but they're not looking and just listening. So we give them a little bit of love. And callers are just bouncing all over the place.
They're in and out.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to Lisa. She disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe she had like a 10-minute window and thought, then, I can't do it. You know, especially people if they're entertaining and stuff now.
And there's Laura.
Of the Canadian.
Yes. Hello there, my dear.
Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Did you have a nice dinner?
We went to a very posh place that's like 3 football fields of food.
And that's a place that...
Oh, my God.
Captain
of
George's Seafood Buffet.
Of course.
They made givers look around.
Yeah, the dog, our dog.
I wanted to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it possible to tell me who I was in my past life?
Yeah, we got time.
Wow, it's been a long time since you've done one of these.
I know it is.
And you should let her know, like, a lot of times the first reading is just the little tip of an iceberg, too.
Yeah, right. And then we have to go back again.
Like you said, it's the peeling of an onion in this case.
Oh, yeah.
So you might
and
just
remember,
get a few little things here and there, and that's about it on the first
one. Not shot. Everybody was some famous person.
Well, they are on TV.
Oh, you know.
They are on TV. I was a conquistador. I was this. I was that. Really? Why weren't you like a piss boy or something like that? Okay, walk around with a piss pocket. Emptying out piss troughs. You know, why is it nobody ever, everybody says, I was an English monarch. Oh.
I have yet to see anybody that was important in the card.
Yep.
Boy, that cough. I feel bad for you.
Yep. At this time of year, they linger forever.
Yeah, because, well, you laugh. See, you can't laugh.
Yeah, it sucks laughing.
I know.
And oh, yeah.
All right, you talk. I'm going
to
need a minute here.
I talk. I do talk. I don't know. That sucks. I've had that so much. You know, it's funny is I've had it so much that every once in a while I have to open up drawers and throw out old inhalers that are all over the place.
Yeah, I've got 3 going.
Yeah, they only give them to me. And sometimes they want me to keep using them all the time. It's like, I don't need to use it when I'm healthy, but they, like, give me some, and it's like...
Inhalers?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's different types.
I hallucinate on those something
it's
awful.
It's not all of them, because you take that Simbacort just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one particular one, but you don't remember, so... I mean, if that was the case, then, you know, if other people did, too, they'd be begging to have those things. You know, people that like doing acid and stuff like that, they'd want to do inhalers that would make them hallucinate.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Better than huffing paint or freaking paint thinner and all that other glue or whatever else destroys the brain cells.
Yeah, that's gross.
It is not smart.
Oh, I know.
And you know what's funny? As a kid, I used to make a lot of plastic models, and I actually liked the smell of that glue. I didn't sniff it and snort it, but some people that repulsed them. I was like, I kind of like it. Like gasoline, I like the smell of gas. No, I don't have a desire to put I don't have a desire to put it in a bucket and stick my head in it and try to get stoned or anything. But I like the smell of gas.
No.
We did that as kids off of a motorcycle gas tank.
Well, that's pretty stupid.
Well, we were middle-named stupid back then.
I'll be glad. You know, I did a lot of stupid things, too, but at least I had a limit. All right, go ahead, Deb.
Okay, well, I'm sizing it up. It's coming together. I have to see it like a movie.
Yeah, this is a whole different ballgame doing these. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, for you, Ms. Laura, let's see what we've got here.
Do you have any hints, thoughts, indications, visions, dreams that give you a clue?
That might...
Well, my mom told me, I don't know in what order, but once in one life I was native.
Native to the land.
In another life, I was like some kind of royalty way back when, but I was not a nice lady.
Well, royalties tend to have their bad side.
Well, a lot of times they remain in power because they have to have a heavy hand. All right, what do you got, Deb?
All right, here's what I got for you. I feel, Laura, very strongly here that we're going to go back in time to the early days of Rome, not back to the debauchery and all that, but that might have still... I'm just seeing that it was a period in Rome when you were actually a male doctor, a physician of some type, and you were very good at helping people that, say, live kind of unhealthy lives, like drunkards, others that just didn't take good care of themselves, old people... you also kept all the whores nice and clean.
The hoes.
Yes.
Oh, great.
And you Yeah, you had a very good practice. And you know what? You were so generous that I'm picking up that you actually kind of lived in poverty yourself. Any money, you know, a lot of times they would barter, maybe give you a goat.
Yeah.
You'd get a goat or something.
Goats are us.
Yeah, or, but you would often take that and re-barter it so you could buy stuff that you made into medicines and poultices.
I mean, yeah,
and salves.
Trading him going along before there was ever any kind of currency.
So that was,
maybe that's why I'm so interested in that stuff.
I would not doubt that is
one
why.
One never knows.
You also were one of the very, well, like one of the first in that area at the time who knew how to do a C-section and deliver a living baby when the mother was not going to make it.
Well, she's not going to make it either way. Right.
Yeah, right. But you would be able to get the baby out.
There's a certain point where the mom's going to die and the only choice is to attempt to save the child back in those days.
Yeah. And it's looking to me like you lived a solitary life. I don't see and don't feel there was a wife or any children for you. You were kind of this skinny looking dude. But very well respected in your village. Well, of course, you know, you were the one with the drugs. So
very interesting.
It is. It is very interesting. And I also think, yeah, I see. I also think that you might have had a little drinking problem of your own here.
Okay.
Okay. But you were a very generous, giving person in that town. So that. When I went to the metaphysical college and learned all kinds of things about past lives and whatnot, one of the things they said is often you'll have a past life where you did good for the world to offset a different one where you were bad.
Balance
you
in
know?
The universe. Yin and
yeah.
Yang. All right.
So I think that we'll have to work more on this. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
I would love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Real quickly, the Healing Angel card, subject is change. Life is a journey. It would be very unfulfilling if each step was exactly the same as the last. Because life is always changing, it is forever fresh and new. Allow your life to unfold gracefully. Be grateful for what is and forever will be. So basically embrace.
Well, in her situation, it kind of doesn't resonate.
Embrace the past,
yeah.
Present, and the future. Things are going to go somewhere else.
And also,
all right.
Life is a highway.
Yep, and I want to ride it all night long.
Yes.
All right.
I like that song.
I do, too. Well,
all right. Thank
Laura,
you, guys.
We just adore you calling us, so please keep on keeping on, like
keep
Jim
on,
said.
Keep it home.
Yeah.
I absolutely will.
All right, darling. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah.
Luna's back. It's happy Thanksgiving, she
well,
said.
Well, Luna.
And she said you look fabulous tonight, she said.
Thank you so much.
Marvelous. Yes.
Yes.
All right. That's Billy Crystal.
I never go anywhere, so I have to wear them on the show.
All right, let's rock. Let's roll. We're going to go to area code 509. We're going out west to the state of Washington. 509.
Hey, Washington.
Bring it in.
Hello.
Hi.
What? Hi. Who are we talking to?
My name is Erica, and happy holidays.
Yes, and same to you, and
hey,
I believe we've spoken with you before.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, do you have a lot of snow?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Do you have a lot of snow yet?
Oh, not yet, but we've been having fog.
Ah, fog.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, I just like to check up on people's weather. Kind of a hobby of mine.
Yeah.
All right, Erica, what brings you to the show this evening? Well, for you, it's afternoon.
It is early afternoon. Well, late afternoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just wondering if you see a new relationship for me, somebody that I would also be interested in because, you know, you could have secret admirers, but like if you're not interested, you're not interested.
Well, you know, you sound like a lot like I was in my younger years. A lot of women would say, or girls, well, it's a free dinner, or, you know, it's a free night on the town. I didn't want to do that. If I didn't like the person right away, I didn't want to go out with them. I'd like to feel there's some kind of, you know, something going on. Oh, don't start with me. Jim is teasing me.
Oh, I'm not teasing. I'm bringing out facts.
All right, I want to ask you, Erica, ever, and this goes for everybody, did you ladies ever, and men, did you ever go on 2 dates in 1 day? He knows I did. And he's razzing me about that right now. So, Erica, did you ever?
Did I ever what again?
Laura said no.
You said no? Who said no?
Laura said no.
Okay, Laura, you're a good girl. Erica, did you ever go out on 2 dates in 1 day?
Oh, no.
All right, I'm the bad girl here. All right.
Well, there you all go. Right. There's that public service announcement right there for you.
I think that was really cheap of you.
You brought it up. I typed it in and kept it off air. You decided to bring it to the air.
Yeah, because
my
I'm
dear.
A very transparent person.
Yeah, well, I don't, you wouldn't have been so transparent if I didn't type that. So, meh.
You have high standards, Erica. And I admire that about you because I always did too, except for that 1 day. All right.
You made it sound like that was more than a one-time occasion, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I do not have a memory of that, if it was. All right, yeah. I think, though, you might be going through a bit of a dry spell here a little bit because you're not going to pick up any old schlub and accept a date. You know, you want this to be somebody who really kind of grabs her attention. So where the love is going to come from, the love for you is going to come from possibly somebody you've known from your past, but it doesn't look like it was somebody you were involved with. It was someone you just knew as maybe part of your social group, you know, whatever the case might have been. He could have even been married at the time, but I see a very strong potential that this individual, and it's under the designation of what would surprise you. But I think it's very likely that you could reconnect somehow and there would be love there. You know, remember, our lives are an immense sea of opportunity. There are really several possible partners for each and every one of us. It's going to depend on what level do we want them on. It's kind of like you could go out and buy a car. And maybe you're desperate and you don't even care what kind of car it is. But let's say you really want a nice car. So you're going to hold out for that. Okay.
Yep.
Also, I'm going to make a prediction here. It's under sure to come true. And everybody knows I love that designation. Over 30 plus years, I've yet to see something that was perceived in this little, you know, spread here that didn't come true or that you were aware of if it was something negative that you were able to change it. What's the matter?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, changing it. Yeah, it could change, right? It's like,
yes.
If you know, like anything in the card, like in life can change.
It means
the future.
The situation can arise, but there's a lot you can do about it.
Right.
For you, it's going to be a choice between two men, two guys.
Torn between two lovers.
And I think the one that is represented by the heart's suit is the best of the two. The other one is more like an attorney, law enforcement, judge. They're weighing right and wrong. They're always very analytical, tend to be cold fish, okay? But the King of Hearts, he's a teddy bear. You know, he's got a big heart. And when that man loves, he loves.
Right?
When do you see that coming?
Let me give her I knew she needed to know that. I'm going to say after the first of the year, I'm hearing March. So you might be in a little bit of a dry spell right now. But You don't want just anybody. Yeah. Love your high maintenance. And that's good. You know, you need somebody that can really, you know, make her feel satisfied and loved.
Mm-hmm. It's worth waiting, too.
Yes,
I'm very, I do that with my cars, too, and I've always been very, very happy and lucky, too. It's, like, always meant to be whatever, whichever one I have gotten. And,
I agree.
I'm so grateful.
All right, Jim, you have the stage.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. Archangel Sandalphon, I've heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
That's right. And it could come sooner. It's like how Veronica used to be on the show would say, you want a turkey that's fully cooked. And he says, and you want to be fully cooked. So one that's totally right for you is going to he's in the process, but soon he'll be well done or done. Stick a fork in and I'm done. Yeah. All right. Well, Erica, I hope you
thank you so much for the insight.
Yes, you're so welcome.
Happy holidays.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good one.
Yes, thank you.
We're doing a show tomorrow. Call again if you don't have to die on. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Our list is actually growing instead of shrinking.
Really?
So we're going to move. Ah, yes, indeed. We're going to move up to the Northeast. It's a great state of New York. 917. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, New York. Welcome.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
And what is your name, please?
It's Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Are you new to the show, or have we talked before?
I believe we're new. If we did talk, it might be a few years ago.
Yeah, we don't remember either.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but we will welcome you as if you are a newcomer.
But one thing we can say is a few years ago, we weren't doing blog talk on our show. So
that's right.
She's probably new.
Right.
All right, well, what you got cooking?
Yeah, tell us a little about your situation.
I've been listening for a while, so that helps.
Yeah.
Just wondering about my marriage.
That's all right.
You know. Yeah, just like what oversight you see. Mm-hmm.
Well, how's it going for you?
How do you feel it's going?
Yeah.
Not too well. Wish it was better in terms of communication and stuff, but it just seems like we're on two separate pages.
That happens.
How long have you been married?
Yeah. Good question.
Just over a year.
Oh, you. It's a new marriage.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you have any children
yet? We've been together for like 4 years. So.
Okay. I got you. I think that's the way to do it myself.
Do you have some children or no?
No, not yet. Hopefully, but no.
Well, it's okay. I mean, they come when they're ready to come. So.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I mean, you've been together a long time, but you've only been officially wed for a little over a year. So.
Yeah. You know, things change in a relationship with marriage.
And it shouldn't.
No, mm-hmm. It should.
Well, it does when people do it too soon, but she was together for a long time.
So she should really know.
They shouldn't have any of those weird little things. Unless they didn't live together at all. I don't know. I can't speak for her. But.
Well, did you have some living together time?
Before you got married?
Yeah. So,
See, I think that I know a lot of old school people don't like that. Like, you should not have get married together. It's like, but you know what? The divorce rate would have gone if a lot of people shacked up for a long time before they slapped a ring on. That would help. Because sometimes you think you're compatible, and then after a while you're like, I kind of don't like this situation. What do you got?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. First of all, what would be your big complaint?
Or what would you change?
His communication, he's a very quiet person. It just feels like sometimes it's a one-way conversation.
Oh, gosh, I know that feeling where you almost want to start saying nonsensical things just to see if they're listening.
See if they're paying attention.
Yeah. Right.
Well, in my years of experience, what I have seen happen is a lot of times men work really hard at the relationship before the marriage. Then once he's married, he's kind of like, well, I worked hard and I got her, and now I can just relax, take it easy.
But would they do that in a four-year relationship?
I don't know. It's all about a person's mindset.
True. That is a fact. That's true. I don't have no cards, so I'm just speaking from my gut.
I can tell you one thing from his side, all right, with you. He feels, okay. I'm going to just be blunt now, okay, because remember, nobody's listening. It's just me and you and Jim, right?
And the entire globe on the Wolf Talk Radio now, there's not that many listeners.
I don't know if he'd ever tell you.
I don't know, actually.
But I feel he thinks that you are not liking intimacy with him, that he feels like he's not satisfying you and not doing the things that you would like, and that you're losing interest in him as a lover. So, you know, do you have a comment on
this?
I'm thinking about, like, you know, it definitely is, it just, I don't know, I'm just not into it.
I hear what you're saying. I really do. And the thing is, it takes energy to try and rev it up. But that's what I'm picking up from him. You have a communication issue on your end. So it seems like maybe the two of you should get naked and sit around and have a good conversation. Or maybe try some different weird kinky things that might appeal to you. Like body painting can be fun. I've never done it, but I've heard. I've gotten reviews on it. And if you're not really into it, maybe you Jim, I need some help here. If the guy is feeling like she's not responding sexually to him, and he feels like he disappoints her, like he fails, and she says she's not really into it.
Well, that's a problem then.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you fix that.
Can I ask what your age is, hon?
I'm 36 and he is 42.
Okay. Well, it would seem that that would be a little young for perimenopause. Sometimes that happens if you're taking medications. Sometimes it'll kill that, that sex drive. And like Jim has often said, usually women in their 30s have a very high sex drive. Might be something to take up with your doctor.
It might actually be if you're not really feeling it. Because I'll tell you what, and I'm not like, I'm just, women in their 30s, God bless them all.
Yeah.
I think as Mother Nature's saying, this is your last shot. Your pregnancy days are coming to an end. You better get knocked up quick because they're just maniacs typically.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I think that this is definitely something.
I mean, holy shit.
This is something you guys could fix. It's not irreparable.
No. You just gotta
try some role playing.
Or talk to somebody professionally. Don't worry about the embarrassment. At least it's better to talk to somebody and try to fix it than to let it dissolve.
It really is.
You got nothing to lose, everything to gain by talking to a professional.
It really is. And it could likely be something very simple.
Could be something that doesn't require medication. Could be something they do some blood tests and say, you know, your stuff's off. Your hormones are jacked up, and maybe it's a medication you're taking, or maybe you're allergic to something, or maybe it's in your DNA and we can give you this, and you're going to be on fire.
If he's a kind of a crappy lover, teach him what you like.
You guys the same age?
He's 42.
So who's teaching who here?
Well, I would say that if he's not making the best move,
she
could guide him.
All right. Yeah, it's always the guy's fault.
And if you were traumatized as a child, I didn't even realize it till I was 44 years old. But I had an uncle who molested me when I was very young. And if you've had some kind of experience in your past, you might need a therapist for that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start talking. You got to talk to somebody. There's nothing to lose from that.
And if you have body shame, you know, he married you regardless of.
And it wasn't like a one-month courtship, so obviously.
No, and he must.
4 years means there's something real when you're doing it that long.
So I just want to give you hope that this is fixable.
Oh, it has to be.
You know.
That many years. Well, it should be.
And frankly, I think the two of you are going to have two children in the future.
Oh.
There's, and it's a girl and a boy, and they could likely be twins. There you go.
Oh, he's a twin.
All right, well,
he's a twin.
Stand by. Your healing angel card reading subject is precious gift. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important.
I think that our John Bill Clinton has offered some advice.
You don't know when that was typed, so don't go there. Don't go there, Deb.
He generally will volunteer for whatever the ladies on the show need.
That was typed a while ago.
Crystal, hang in there. Please call us again.
Thank you. You guys have been awesome. I feel a lot more relaxed, and I'll definitely turn it up.
Thank you.
We do many shows a week, and you're welcome to call each and every one. We
and besides,
everybody.
The two of us are
and you're on point too. All right. Thank you guys. Have a good happy Thanksgiving.
Call us again, Crystal. Bye bye. Yeah, these are, sometimes they feel like huge problems. A lot of times I think the guy doesn't go about it right.
Of course it's the guy's fault. 520, we're going to Arizona, 520.
Hello there, Miss Lisa.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. How are you guys?
We're great. How are you? And thank you. Same to you.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm here at the house. And I was just wondering if you see everything calming down and not...
About the house?
Yeah, the one that I was talking to you about as far as...
the problems. Right.
Yeah.
I guess you want to see if it's going to kind of return back to not being a thing to worry about.
That's a good
right. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's a good question, and that's very clear, and we've been talking about it for a few sessions now, so that's when other people are listening, when you keep delving into a subject that's important to you more than once, you keep doing it repetitively.
Well, and I can hear in her voice
the details get clearer.
It's weighing heavy on her
mind. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a lot to worry about.
Yeah.
If somebody's invading, it pisses you off. It's who the hell do you think you are coming into my space? And
oh, that's a violation.
And then it raises all these other questions. Did I gotta come back? Is there something going on? It makes you worry. You're a human being. You're gonna worry.
Just out of curiosity, is the house paid for? Or is carrying paid in full?
Yeah.
Because that's gonna be a nice bankroll for your bank, for your account. I mean. When you do sell it, and it's going to be a load off your mind. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just wondering if, everything's just clear right now on it as far as, that concern that I had with, I just don't want it to reoccur again.
Well, right, and really, having an abandoned property, in essence, is what you've got there. It's empty. Not abandoned. I meant empty. It's having an empty.
Yes, it's unoccupied.
Yeah, and it could happen again. So maybe you have to, it looks to me, you've got change coming at the start of the new year, and it looks like you're going to be making some decisions here. And maybe before the market gets any worse, it might not hurt.
Yeah.
To get that for sale sign out there.
When she says it could happen again, she's not talking like the same people. It's just a thing. It's a thing. There's folks out there that like to squat in nose, and they check out places that are undwelled at the moment, and they think, hey, maybe I can hang out here for a while.
Yes, and you are going through a rough patch, and your sure to come true designation shows that I'm seeing a flashing intuitive neon sign that's saying or reading, I feel screwed. I feel screwed, because it's like you have the car accident. The move up there was very stressful for you, dealing with that apartment, closing that out and getting you know, your deposit back. I mean, there's been a lot that you've had to cope with. Losing your significant other, then this Paul comes along and manipulates you a little. You know, see, I do remember. I try
remember
to
nothing.
Put it in a sequence when I read somebody often because then we can start to see what the trend is. And under your sure to come true, it's really showing, Lisa, that you have a very weary mind and kind of expecting more trouble. And unfortunately, go ahead.
I'm not really, I mean, I've done everything I possibly can to make it as foolproof as possible.
And well, I can do it. Yep.
I'm not trying to expect it. I'm not trying to expect it. That's the thing. I don't know. I don't see how it could possibly happen again. I really don't, because I've got so much that I, you know, I put a system in there. So,
that's good. I mean, and maybe people will try and they'll go off, or they'll scope it out and say, yeah, this ain't the one, you know, that now that you beefed up everything around there and made it smarter.
Yeah, you've made it where it can't be.
People are still going to get scoped out, and you never know it. Your house is probably getting all our houses are probably getting scoped out by people driving around looking for places to knock off.
Oh, out here.
And they're like, oh, that's not one, that's not one, that's not one. And they'll probably look at that and say, hey, nobody's living there. But damn, that place has got security and all this other stuff.
Well, big changes. Go ahead.
I just don't know how it happened, because I'm there all the time, and I just happened to miss a few days, and it doesn't make sense. Nobody, including the authorities, can't figure out how they got in. We just can't, how they got in. And I don't know. You know, was it the people? Like, I had three different people at three different times helping me. I hired them to help me do stuff there. But I was with them, and I told them not to gossip, you know, about the house. Was it them? Was it somebody?
We've got a long list. One of the neighbors, I think, knows more or has more information.
We'll
for
be
you.
Here tomorrow.
Huh?
We're going to be definitely
we'll
be
here tomorrow. I suggest you go. Here's a metaphysical solution that a lot of us believe in.
Just a temporary one to get you.
And maybe you already have some. Get some of that white sage, or, you know, it looks like a great big stick kind of thing.
Oh, the stick
and,
kind of thing.
Yeah, and smudge the place. And I think that it will have a better vibe in there for you. And it won't, you know, it'll go back to being your house metaphysically. Yeah, and we're going to have to move on. We've got a hell of a list tonight.
Sure. Real quick, but we'll be here tomorrow. Also, the subject of your healing card, healing angel card, is Blue Angel. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this, whenever you feel fearful, I love you, all is well.
Boy, you couldn't have a better one in your corner.
So it's all good, he says.
Yeah. So please call us again. I love working with you on this problem.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow and, of course, other days, but tomorrow for sure.
Yep. So we look forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Lisa. And I think a lot of us are glad it's kind of behind us now.
Well, it's one of those bittersweet things a lot of times. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, it's really cool, but damn, a lot of work or a lot of stress because you have a lot of volatile people that you're worried might bump heads and, oh, Lord. That kind of stuff. All right. We're going to area code 229 down in Georgia, 229.
Georgia, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Hello. Happy holidays. This is Melvin.
Hi.
Same to you, Melvin. Same to you.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing, hon?
All right. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I just wanted to know, I have a question. I have some kind of, I have a caregiver that comes over.
Yes.
She's an older lady, and in her 60s, about 68. And I just want to know, is she doing some stuff behind my back to try to keep me from dating this other girl?
Trying to defeat him from dating another girl. Is she trying to manipulate things to shut it down?
She's trustworthy.
Does she, okay.
Or in general, too, trustworthy.
Good
yeah.
question. Do you
it
get the feeling
question.
That she is after you or wants you?
I think so. I mean, she's sort of weird. But she, you know, this girl named Ashley used to dye my beard.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she just stopped. She don't want to come over here anymore. Then she bring her kid, her daughter over here with her one day. And now I talked to her yesterday. She wouldn't come over and do it, but she'll do the other lady hair. And I was wondering, is they like go together? Or what's going on with them?
Okay.
All right.
Here.
I just passed by both of them.
Well, you know what? And that's a good question, and I think that's a good question for a lot of people that have caregivers. It doesn't hurt to have the cards take a peek, right?
I'll be down.
All right, well, keep flipping the cards down. Don't be damned. Just flip the cards down and talk to the man.
You're right, Melvin. Spot on.
That she's what?
She wants you all to herself.
She want to share you. She
mm-hmm.
wants you to be dependent on her,
I
guess.
Think she even refers to you as her man.
Oh, so you think it's that kind of relationship?
Yeah.
Right in her mind, I mean.
Well, yes, she's got a...
Well, you know, some okay. people, you can't do anything about
almost
how old 70
years old.
Say again?
She's almost 70 years old.
Well,
she's old.
Yeah, that don't mean anything.
When it comes to sexual... Yeah,
to me,
sure it does, but that you can't speak for how she feels.
But here's what's essential here, Melvin. The thing is, she feels that if you get yourself a steady girlfriend, especially one who
she might like
in,
just to be needed,
she's going to lose her job.
And or just been, she might like
yeah.
the needing of somebody to care for. It might just be that simple.
But she also finds you very special and wants to keep you as hers. So that's all I can tell you right now.
Yep, and we got a big list.
What about Ashley? Why she don't want to come over anymore?
You know, I'll be honest with you, hon. Sometimes guys don't realize that they come on too strong. And I...
Or the women think they are,
yeah,
too, sometimes.
And I think she got the feeling of being kind of on the defensive. That, yes, you want a relationship, but it might have been too soon to, you know, say certain things or make certain moves. So I think it sort of scared her off. And I'm sorry for that.
That's a blessing for me.
The best way through this current situation is to just speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. And we got to move on. Take care, Melvin. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And call us again.
Things will get better, hon. You'll see.
But it's always been good. It was wise of you to look into that. All right, we're going to move on. We are going to... I know, we're pretty much pushing the envelope. We're going to 651. 651 in Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, it's Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. How are you doing?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm talking to somebody in possible romantic interest. Our first name is starts with a D, as in Dallas, but a D. And I just want to know if it's going to go anywhere.
All right.
Excellent
question.
Hmm?
Well, I got part of it about...
She's met somebody that she's talking to.
Okay, and I got the rest of it, that the first initial was a D, Delta, whatever phonetic alphabet
yeah.
you chose to use, Dallas. I don't really like to say that name too much. But.
Right.
All right. It's American football. If you're not a fan, you hate them.
Oh, you guys and your football.
Indeed. Matter of fact, I got to go take a peek at that. Go ahead, Dad. I got to do a quick live look.
I actually read a little bit today why it became so popular over Thanksgiving in this country. It started with college football is how it started. And it was a great time for them to have their game. So.
Alrighty then. I did not know that. So a little American football trivia.
Well, I think it's got a lot of potential there, my dear. I do. Now, potential doesn't mean that it's going to suddenly, you know, pop into reality. It just means that it's very possible that it will become.
Okay. Well, and if it's just started too, it's early, right?
Very early.
So you got to keep on looking into that and seeing how things develop.
Yeah, see how well you blend and if you connect well and if your interests and such are on the same level.
Or if you get any kind of tingle, like, ooh, this
ooh,
might be,
yeah.
Or the bad tingle, like, oh, kind of weird. I might want to get out of this. This could
you
be a bad ride.
You can tell a lot from that first kiss.
Well, even before that, even. You might just get like, it's kind of a creepaloid. I don't know. You know, you just don't know. But anyway, well, they've already met, so
yeah.
I can say that. Like they have
yeah,
never met.
So when they kiss you, it tells to me the whole story. Where it's going to go, you know, how it's going to be.
So if you're a
that's
serial killer, make sure you know how to kiss. All right?
Did
so
you get a kiss?
Serial killers.
Did you get a kiss? Christiana?
Did we kiss?
Yeah.
No. Okay. They live
so
in a different state, so.
Oh, that would be a long-distance kiss.
Yeah, you'd have to have some big-ass lips for that.
Yeah, well, eventually I think you're going to see each other, all right, because it looks good to me. And when you do, I think the two of you could really have a connection is what I think.
Hopefully before that happens, you'll know a little more.
Our little girl might be getting married, Jim.
Jesus Christ, let's put the cart before the damn horse.
Hey, listen, women, all right, let's all admit it out there, ladies. We pretty much know where a relationship is going to go or how we want it to go.
Then let me ask you a question on that, Miss Deborah. Why are there divorce courts out there then?
Well, because...
Oh, that's all I needed to hear, just because. All right, anyway. Just wondering why. I guess you don't... It's like, oh, I know he's the one. But did you know he's the one only for 3, 4, 5? What is the odds? 4.5, 6 years, whatever the damn odds are of a marriage now?
There's a lot of issues at stake.
You sound like a politician answering a question on a
thank
debate.
Thank you.
Honey, we're not done with you.
Trust.
Okay.
Yeah.
All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know.
Aww.
Love is in the air.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He could be a keeper, honey. So
yeah,
good for you.
You won't know until you keep on.
That's right. And the card was
I will.
Trust. Yes, yeah. Card was a trust thing. And basically, so at this point, it says, like, just keep on thinking positive, right?
Yeah.
And your card said that.
All right, darling. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Should we do it? Because we're getting late. I think one more, maybe. Or what do you feel? More? A lot more? More? We're going to keep rolling. Going to 618, Illinois. 618, welcome to the show.
Hi. Who's on the line with us?
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
And same to you. And I'll bet this is Amy.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hello, Amy.
I'm smoking dope.
Hi,
I'm sorry?
We're doing good.
We're doing good. Yeah,
everything's cool. We're having a good night, though. Frosting on the cake.
Yes. So how is your...
If you can tell me what's in store for my love life.
Oh, how's it going with Mr. I'm getting a divorce?
Well, I told him to hit the road until he can figure out that my feelings do matter, too.
I've got to say I honor you for that, because it had to be tough. You loved
it.
Oh, sure. But now you're going to see it's going to fight
for you.
It's
weird that him and Mike also have been texting me.
Oh.
So
okay.
Him and Mike both.
So maybe Mike's
not replying back to either one of them.
You're not?
Nope.
So you want someone new? Want me to conjure up and...
No, I'm just making them... I like, you know what, it's not about... If I find someone new, that's fine. if it's one of them, that's fine too. He says, I'm not going to give in easily.
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't want to deal with
that's
all
the way to go.
She wants to deal with all the bullcrap she shouldn't have to deal with. I think she's kind of sick of
and
all that.
You know what? You're so good of a woman.
Side crap and this crap. Yeah.
To end up in these.
Yep.
These pathetic relationships.
Yeah, I mean, these people got to straighten their shit out, you know.
And you're
yeah.
speaking for your gender. Right
oh,
there.
No, I'm just zillions of guys being in the Navy on aircraft carriers and shipping 30,000. You meet all sorts. There's a lot of jackwads out there. There's a lot of average guys, and then there's a lot of nice guys. You just—it's like anybody for guys with women too. You just don't know right away. It'd be great if everybody had a crystal ball, you know?
Right.
All right, next one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We all know that. It's like you always go like, if only I had known. When you think about it later.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. But right now, you're going to walk around with some of these feelings that you've got. Little on the bitter side, little on the angry side. And it's good because it's going to keep you out of the arms of those two guys. Because I think they might try to really, think of a word for, like, try to get back in her life, try to have booty calls.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
That can happen.
It did?
I said it's not going to happen, but that's definitely my factor.
Okay, well, I want to tell you under your sure to come true.
Sure to come true.
You hang on to this cement overcoat that you're wearing right now. Hang on to that. A brand new relationship is on its way to you. And you don't want to get sidetracked by those two. Well, it's indicated by a big change. Now, I still have some hope in that guy with the cars and whatever, but he's gonna have to really grow a pair, all right?
Yeah,
and
he told me he won't even come out of his room for Thanksgiving. Now he's so depressed.
Well, he's pulling your heartstrings, right?
Yeah, and there's a certain point that you have to help yourself a little bit.
I said that's fine. I said he's one-sided. He wants it to be all his way or no way, and I'm not doing that.
Right.
Nope.
And he wants to be the center of attention, and everybody feels sorry for him or everybody love him. It's like at a certain point, like, dude.
To quit playing the victim at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Stop being the victim. That's bullshit.
Exactly. Well, you've got a guy that's got I think he's relocating there, and you're going to meet him, and I think he's going to be like as if you ordered him from Amazon.
Prime.
Where am I going to meet him at?
And it's coming soon. So the holidays, remember, are going to be very emotionally stressful for a lot of us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Different ways.
And just keep thinking, January's coming and I'm going to put on a whole new pair of shoes.
Yeah. Or your January could be sooner. Depends on what you feel like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to be A-okay. And I think maybe that was the best thing that could have ever happened to them. And that was you.
I don't think Derek will realize soon.
Healing angel card. Creative potential is the subject. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all your heart desire.
I like that.
All of them. Do not be shy.
Maybe.
Let it rip.
Pick up some new hobbies or interests.
Or it could be lovely.
Yeah, I don't know if you're come around.
Yes,
really do.
I do. And isn't this the married guy, Derek?
No, the other one is going through the divorce that's taking infinitely amount of time.
For 5 years?
You
forever divorce.
You might have lit a good fire under him.
Or
something shaking the...
Yeah, because I've never stood my ground with him before. I told him, I was like, no, like... my opinions and my feelings don't matter, then what are we doing?
And don't be surprised if he actually shows up at some point with a divorce paper. Okay?
But that some point may be too far down the road.
Well, we'll see. But at least you got something coming to you.
Right.
That is more of what you deserve.
Yeah. Something without baggage.
Yeah, and this one isn't broke. This one has a good job.
Broke financially or in their brain.
Yeah, not brain broke.
Nobody likes broken brains.
Not wearing a barrel.
Will he treat me right and not be one-sided and one, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I saw nothing but great aspects for you with this man.
Yeah, he would have another broken aspect if he was like that. His personality would be broken.
I didn't see anything broken.
Right.
On him, only that.
There's nowhere to meet him at?
I'm sorry?
Where? Was there a where or when? Maybe not yet.
I saw the big change, and it's got the three clubs with it, which means this event is on the way. It can be, Grandma used to say, it can indicate 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years.
Okay.
I very rarely have seen anything taking 3 years. But I would go with the 3 months or 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right, honey.
All right, thank you.
You hang in there and come visit us.
Oh, we got a Friday show. Friday for sure.
Yeah, come tomorrow if you're available.
Yep, your call.
All right, I'll check back.
All right, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
She and I have so much that's alike. We both went to the same Army stuff, the same MOS.
Okay.
You know.
I got you. 860. This is in Connecticut. 860. Welcome to the show.
Connecticut. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Deborah. It's Amla. How are you?
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I just thought of you, what, maybe 2 days ago? And I was thinking, I wonder how that girl is doing. And boom.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I'm doing all right. It's been interesting. But I don't want to take up so much of your time, so I'm just going to get to the questions. So that's okay. But things are tough. I don't know. Okay, so I met somebody in September, and it's really slow. But bottom line, I actually wrote him a letter, and he's just not very good with communication. And I feel like I need to honor myself. A lot of, like, I talk to my girlfriends, and they're like, well, you know, actions speak, but if I didn't say what I needed to say, it would drive me more crazy. So bottom line, I wrote him a letter and I sent it to him this past Monday. I'm just wondering if you feel like he's going to answer and
was
respond.
It
a real letter?
Like in snail mail?
No. Email. But it was
okay.
Like, I write anyway. So, yeah. No, not like that. No, I don't even know. No snail mail.
Did he respond?
What was that?
Did he respond to you?
And? What did he say?
No, I'm sorry. He didn't. I'm sorry. I thought you said something else. No, he did not. I sent it on Monday. But I did tell him maybe take some time and then get back to me after the break.
I got
That's
you.
If you want me to find out what he's thinking about you, or if you'll hear from him, or if anything may develop here, or
all of that, into
something
there.
Stronger.
Yep.
Yeah, because this was it. Basically, it's like I said what I needed to say, and then if this is like go or no go.
Roger that.
Yeah.
You've hit a fork in the road, buddy, basically.
That's a gutsy move, and I think it's awesome.
I think a lot more people should do that.
Oh, I do, too.
When the things are just kind of like, feels like you're just swirling around and spinning your wheels, going around in circles, going in one direction, I think it's time to put it on the table.
All these coy disguises that everybody uses.
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say international shout-out to Melanie from the UK.
Well, hello there, Melanie.
Welcome, Melanie.
Yeah, we welcome you, and soon we'll be saying goodbye because we're near the end.
We are. We got one more caller after this.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So other caller on there, do not fear, do not fret. We got you.
First of all, I want you to know that in 2023, your work is really going to be on an, what did I call it, an up. I can't remember.
It's going to be trending in a good direction.
Yeah, I love
a bad
it, Jim.
Direction.
I'm glad you can finish my sentence.
Oh, I just threw garbage out there.
And I'm going to tell you, right? Has he confided anything about his romantic past to you?
No. He's very, he's very private. You could just tell. And I respect that. I don't like, I never like pushing people's and asking too many personal questions. I'll ask questions, but I won't ask many personal questions. I just like doing that slow, not going all crazy with that.
Yeah. You know, with all of your gifts and talents, he, now, okay, bear with me here. He thinks you can read his mind. Okay.
Oh, total. Well, this intuition, I could totally, that's what the problem is. I could feel it. I feel like he's running away from me. Like, he does this. We just get so nothing. We're just such good friends. It's like we met our best friend, both of us, and it's scaring him. And so this is his second time he's running away in a month. You could just tell.
Well, he's afraid you're going to be able to see what kind of man he's been in previous relationships, which I believe he's turned over a leaf. And he's a different guy now. Okay,
yeah,
but
he has
to kind of be quite a player.
Yeah.
All right. And he's, so you're right. He's scared of you. You know?
He's scared of everything. Like, because I'm normal. Like, I had it too. You know the other person. And we've talked about him a lot, right? I learned so much from him. That's why it's divine time. I learned so much from the other person. Oh, my God. It's like I leaped and bounds with the other one and with considering where I am now. And, like, it just feels right, and he feels like he doesn't like it. It's like, oh, it's too comfortable, so it's making me uncomfortable. I told him that.
That's it.
I said, I feel like you're uncomfortable being comfortable with me.
His emotions frighten him because I think he's just played with women in the past, but – he really cares for you. And the win,
keep going.
And the winning move here in his little man mind is that the winning move is not to play.
But he's got to get over that crap.
He's got to, or he's going to be alone.
And nobody can make him. He has to learn how to get over that on his own.
So
if he's uncomfortable feeling comfortable, then it's never going to ever work out with anybody on earth.
Unless he works through this.
That's
with
what I'm saying.
You.
If he doesn't do anything about it, he's never going to be with somebody ever, unless he figures it out.
Well, and, you know, I mean, I just call him out on it in the sense it's not even like, that's just who I am. It's like, there's no games, there's no coin, there's no, like, whatever. Just, like, let's be honest here. And, like, that's the weird thing is when we're in person with each other, it's so real. And I think that's what scares him. It's so real and deep so quickly that he's like, what the hey? I've never – do you think I've had this? No. I mean, I feel like I've met my best friend. He's like he's everything what I want. I know I manifested this person. I know I did. Because he's everything I want. And, like, it's nothing to do with looks. For God's sake, I'm going blind. It's all quality.
Here's the thing.
You could tell he's been through some stuff.
Here's the thing. When desire is greater than fear, people will walk through fire to get what they want, what they need. And that's it.
Yes.
He is feeling need for you. And remember, we women know that love is a strength. I mean, it's a strength. To men, it's a weakness. Look at how they treat each other. Oh, how do you say it? He whipped, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
That'd be pussy whipped.
Yeah,
in case anybody out there wanted to hear that.
And it's like they...
So do you think he's going to respond, though, Deborah? As the original question, do you think he's going to respond? Or is he just going to wait?
Well,
I
didn't see it yet, but I hope I'm wrong.
Well, she said he didn't have to do it immediately, so maybe he's going to drag it out a little bit, you know?
Well, he may be thinking, what can he respond? Remember,
laughing at it.
Oh.
Well, okay, can I just clarify one thing? So I wrote him something a couple, we had this conversation, I'm getting to the point. So I responded to him, and he even said it to me, I don't think it's fair if I delay or do not respond to your text or your email. And yet he's doing that. So I actually said this in this past letter. I told him that. I said, well, you did mention that it's, you know, you don't think it's fair, and then yet you're doing it.
What do you
That's
think,
what I
Jane?
Said.
in this this one email you sent on Monday, right?
Yeah.
And this email you sent on Monday, you actually told him he doesn't have to respond right away, right?
Yeah, I did. You know what I did? You know how I said it? The reason why, it's just like if you give, let's say you're in corporate America, and if you do not give a deadline, let's have a ballpark deadline. So, I mean, otherwise it'll be in limbo land forever. So I said, well, how about you respond to me? I'd greatly appreciate a response maybe after Thanksgiving break. And I send it this past Monday. I think that's like, that's some time. Thanksgiving break could be 4 days. It could be Monday. I don't care. But I mean, and I sent it last Monday.
Instead of sitting there, you know, kind of stewing over this, why don't you reach out to him? You know, you're supposed to be friends first, last, and always, right? I would reach out to him. What have you got to lose? Happy Thanksgiving there, guys. You know?
Yeah.
All right, real quickly.
You don't think he's going to respond, though, Deborah?
I don't know.
Not in this time.
I'll be honest.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I wasn't quite focusing on that. All right, give us
healing angel card reading. Positive outcome. The sun is about to burst through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Oh my God.
I would definitely send him a happy Thanksgiving. Text.
Really?
Well, you're kind of punting and putting the ball in his court, you know.
Well, I already said it in the letter. I said, name five things you're grateful for. That's how I ended it. I did. I said everything. I'm like, what are you grateful? Yeah, I said it all. Absolutely.
I know that you are.
Because it's only this past Monday. Yeah.
You're an awesome book author. And I know that you're very analytical, but you are super overthinking this. All right. As your friend, I'm telling you, I think that you should be more spontaneous. You know, it's not asking him to marry you, but just saying, oh, by the way, hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. What do you think? It's kind of giving him an opening. And then if he doesn't respond, his lack of response could be a response.
Yes, exactly.
And what Jim just read you, I think that says it's going to be good. Positive.
I know. That's amazing. That's like spot on. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Well, call me again, would you please? We'll be here tomorrow, probably Saturday. And of course, Monday, we're on News for Your Soul.
Yep, but tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, we'll look at this again. The more readings you get, remember, the better clarity.
True that.
And we have one other person
left. Yep, we got to go. Thank you very much. We're gonna
love you.
We're going to go to area code 775. She's still out of order.
I love you, so take care.
She's in here.
Okay.
Right, 775, which is in Nevada, 775. Welcome to the show. You're going to be the last caller.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. This is Wendy from California.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
hi, Wendy.
Yeah, yep, the area code.
All right. Well, happy turkey.
You invited me to call back to tell you. And you know what's very interesting in my call yesterday? I'm the lady who's in the middle of choosing an attorney for my long-term care issue.
Mm-hmm.
Jimbo pulled a card, and he said, divine interference or something like that.
Intervention.
Yes, that's it. And the interesting thing is, right after that, I got an email from one attorney that I really did like a lot, but I don't think he's as powerful as this attorney. And then I got an email from the secretary of an attorney that I had talked to a few months back, and he's a famous attorney, but he's expensive. But I'm a different person today. I know what they're looking for, and I talk different to attorneys now. I don't give them all the power. I mean, I would be their client, and I have new evidence to. And so I have an appointment at 10:30 on Monday with this attorney. His first name is Terrence. The other attorney that actually called me yesterday, his name is Nick. I really like him. He's really handsome, but I don't think he's the attorney for me. So I think it's between Terrence and Eddie. It's a real powerful attorney. But the thing is, he sent me the agreement, and half of the agreement is exactly as I remembered it. But the other half, he said, 33 1/3%, and I remember 25%. So that's why I haven't signed it. So
I will
let him know about that. But ultimately, will I go with Terrence or Eddie?
All right, there you go. It was one of those either or questions. You gotta like that. Like multiple choice.
Okay. I'm going to give it my best.
Yeah, yep. And everybody out there, we are not legal eagles here. These are not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's our legal disclaimer. We don't have any legal training.
Knowledge. More of an opinion, an intuitive.
Same with the medical world. Yeah. Same with any call about automobile stuff. We're not mechanics. We're not licensed. We just give you an intuitive card reading snapshot what it looks like. But you cannot be responsible for anything you get here. Informational, entertainment purposes only. Bada bing, bada bang.
Well, Terrence is going to have to change his money expectations if I were to go with him.
Well,
but I'm going to be a different lady than he talked to before, and I know he's great. So if Eddie remembers that it was 25%, then maybe I'll sign with him. So it could go either way.
Yeah, well, actually, your cards say you would go with Terrence. He's got a really good track record for you.
And maybe he's a little hungrier.
He's invested in her situation.
Okay.
Well, Terrence is the man that I spoke to several months ago, and he is a very famous attorney, but he was too expensive for me. He wanted a big cut. So
well,
he will have to...
Yeah. You're empowered now. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, you are. Like you said, you talk to him differently. Now you can say, hey, you're not the only game I got in town.
I really think it was an error that he was like
maybe,
to give me.
Maybe I wasn't supposed to get that PDF attorney agreement until after I knew about these other two attorneys.
Yeah, one of those meant to be things.
Yeah.
Very possible. What do you say between the two?
Would Eddie be receptive to the 25% that I remember, or would he just walk away?
No, I think he would fix it.
Oh,
I do.
Okay.
I think it could be a typo.
Yeah, and you just got to say, hey, come on.
Well, if he already agreed to a different number, I think he'd have
so
enough
we discussed this, or
integrity.
I wouldn't even be here right now.
Yeah. So, but between Terrence and Ed, between Terrence is the one that I talked to last year. He was too expensive. And Eddie, which one do you think I'll have the best success with?
Oh,
she's got the best cards right here.
With?
That it would be Terrence.
With Terrence, the one that you saw, the expensive guy from last year.
But of course, on make your own heartfelt decision. You know, we're just giving some guidance.
Okay, it's a snapshot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I sent over a bunch of information that I have an appointment with Terrence at 10:30 on Monday, and I'm going to be a different lady than he remembers.
You already sound like a different lady.
Yeah, and you know what? Monday is news for the soul.
Oh,
call in and tell us how that goes.
Oh, we'd love that. We'll be on at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Still Blog Talk Radio, but it'll be through News for the Soul.
Yeah, and it'll be 3 p.m. Pacific.
So let us know how that goes.
Oh,
and you can call sooner if you want, but let us know how that goes. I already extended it.
All right, let's get this going.
Well, did I have a card drawn that'll kind of paint the way of where I'm supposed to go?
I'm sorry? We didn't get all that.
Can you draw a card so it tells me what the
card
is?
We got one right here.
Yeah, we have a healing angel card reading, and it says, Archangel Samophon, I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered.
I like it.
Doesn't tell you who. But it tells you, I think it's saying you're going to make the right decision when you do make a decision.
I do feel
I think that's what that's saying.
It's going to work out for you.
It's basically saying you're going to make the right
decision. And what is the angel's name on that card?
Sandalphon.
How do you spell that?
Sandalphon. Sandalphon. Sandalphon.
Wonderful. So you know what? I feel like it's by divine intervention because it's so strange because I would have jumped and I would have been calling him the day before and said and been really nice and I said, well, you said 25%. I probably would have signed it if he changed it. But then because of this thing, I'm holding off until Monday after I talk to Terrence.
Sure. Yeah. Yep, and you're right. That could be one of those meant-to-be things.
So.
Even the paperwork may have been screwed up, but it may have been screwed up for a reason, so you could have the Monday thing. Yep.
All right. Well, I hear that little blonde coming down.
Yeah, we got to go.
Hall.
Thank you so much. Call
Take
us again.
Take care. Yes. And
yeah, I mean, we're doing – you can call us you can call us sooner than Monday, but I'm saying Monday you should for sure call because it's going to be after
Absolutely.
The meeting. Absolutely. Still listening. And we're doing – we think we're going to marathon in, but we're definitely doing Friday and probably Saturday. Sunday's a mystery. Sunday's
yeah,
a
always.
Mystery. One never knows.
Alright, let's take care. We'll see you tomorrow, hopefully, and we'll tune in.
We shall be here.
Bye-bye.